Okay, well, we're going to be moving on to our next presentation, which is really, really timely, related to the EU Unified Patents and the Unified Patent Court. And for this, we have a panel of attorneys and Mr. Robert Stern, founder of the Stern Kessler firm up in DC, is going to be leading the discussion. Rob, it's all yours.
Thank you. So, as I like to say, I'm from Washington, D.C., and I'm here to help you. So, with that thought in mind, we want to go global. It's great to be able to share with you some very real, very new, very contemporary information about this new Unified Patent Court that went live June 1 of this year, after 30 years of being in discussion and being delayed by such things as Brexit and other developments in the German court system and so forth. But we now have 100 cases that have been filed in this new court since as of yesterday, and we're expecting probably another 50 more before the end of the year. So you may ask the question, whether you're in-house or outside counsel, why do you need to care about this? My partners have asked me, why do you spend so much time worrying about this, Rob? Why don't you get back to work? Like, what's in it for us as a law firm? Like, why is it important to our clients? The answer is simple. We live in a global marketplace today. If you're not worried about your clients' European and China activities, freedom to operate, enforcement abilities, portfolio, whatever, you're not on top of your game, and your clients are not going to get the best service. So let me introduce you to our panel. It's a great pleasure. I've been working with each one of these people on this topic literally for 5 years. Started with a big multinational case that we did for a Silicon Valley firm involving multiple jurisdictions, filing simultaneously in Germany, the Netherlands, France, the UK, the US, and eventually in China. From that experience, I realized that you needed to put together real superstars in each one of these jurisdictions, not necessarily by law firm reputation, but by their individual abilities and focus and, frankly, dedication to putting the clients first. So let me quickly introduce who we have here. We have on my right first Philip Rostenborski from the EisenFuhrer firm in Munich, Germany, who I've worked with extensively on these cases. My wife, Karen Newsom, who is with Addy Hart, a multi-city law firm who has just come back from 15 months in Germany during the lead-up to the operationalization of the new UPC. So she's seen it up close as a U.S. lawyer who deals with these international topics. On her right is James Zhu from the Junhe firm from Shanghai and Palo Alto, and also here in Austin, Texas. We spent time at his house in Austin. And then last but not least, we have our good friend from Meisner Bolte. And with that, I will start this conversation. So I would like our two German lawyers, if we could, to give us an overview of the architecture, operation, enabling laws, and so forth about the UPC, because that is the first focus we want to deal with. And from there, we're going to deal with the importance and necessity of a global strategy and a global plan, because each one of these needs to be customized to your client's specific needs and wants. So, Philip, could you start, please?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rob, for the kind introduction. Thank you for having us on this interesting new topic.
I didn't mention Florian Meyer's name. Sorry, Florian.
So, just let me give you a brief introduction, and I think you may all chime in. In Europe, it has been the situation for like 50, 60 years that we have, compared to the US or China, small countries with all their own jurisdictional system with a lot of differences, and you had to enforce your patents on a country-by-country basis with different outcomes for exactly the same case and facts.